Homeowners Insurance Coinsurance Clause. Most homeowners insurance policies contain a coinsurance clause. This provision usually requires that the owner maintain insurance equal to a specified percentage of the replacement cost of the dwelling. An owner who has this type of policy may make a claim for the full cost of the repair or replacement of the damaged property without deduction for depreciation or annual wear and tear. Examples of claim calculations. A homeowner's insurance policy is for 80% of the replacement cost of the home or $80,000. The home is valued at $100,000 and the land is valued at $40,000. The homeowner sustains $30,000 in fire damage to the house. The homeowner can make a claim for the full cost of the repair or replacement of the damaged property without a deduction for depreciation. However, if the owner has insurance of only $70,000, the claim will be handled in one of two ways. The owner will receive either actual cash value, or the claim will be prorated by dividing the percentage of replacement cost actually covered by the policy minimum coverage requirement. So, 0.70 divided by 0.80 equals 0.875, and $30,000 multiplied by 0.875 equals $26,250. Subrogation. A third party, such as an insurance company, often settles any covered insurance claim. When this happens, the third party generally acquires the right to any legal damages available to the insured. This right is called subrogation. Federal Flood Insurance Program. Homeowners insurance policies always exclude floods, so flood coverage must always be purchased as a totally separate policy. The National Flood Insurance Act of 1968 was enacted by Congress to help owners of property in flood-prone areas by subsidizing flood insurance and by taking land use and land control measures to improve future management for floodplain areas. The Army Corps of Engineers has prepared detailed maps that identify specific flood-prone areas throughout the country. To finance property with federal or federal-related mortgage loans, owners in flood-prone areas known as special flood hazard areas are required to obtain flood insurance. The Federal Emergency Management Agency administers the Flood Insurance Program. Flood insurance policies are only issued by the government. Policies are written annually and can be purchased from the National Flood Insurance Program or the designated servicing companies in each state. Flood insurance, what's covered and what's not. FEMA defines a flood as a general and temporary condition of partial or complete inundation of two or more acres of normally dry land, or two or more properties from an overflow of inland or tidal waves, an unusual and rapid accumulation or runoff of surface waters. Mudflows or mudslides on the surface of normally dry land, or the collapse of land along the shore of a body of water. The physical damage to a building or personal property directly caused by a flood is covered by flood insurance policies. Flood policies exclude coverage for losses such as swimming pools, cars, money, animals, ground cover, or underground systems. Policies are of two types, replacement cost value or actual cost value. Deductibles and premiums vary accordingly.